I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Daf and Practice Series. The Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, towards the top of the Amud, interestingly, refers to the Ruach Ra, the evil spirit that's in someone's hands after they wake up in the morning, as a Bas Chorin, as a free woman. And the Gemara explains that in order to remove that Ruach Ra from your hands, you have to wash what we would call Negavasser, you have to wash your hands three times each. And this is another additional reason for why someone in the morning, they have to wash Netilas Yadayim, why they have to wash Negavasser. We discussed in Brachos Daf Samach, the different reasons and the consequences of when you're supposed to make the Bracha, when you're supposed to wash Negavasser. But it's interesting, the language the Gemara uses to refer to this Ruach Ra as a bas chorin. The Marsha explains, quoting from the Aruch, that's bas chorin has a special status among the different spirits. This spirit, this evil spirit that's in someone's hands after they wake up in the morning, has unique status, and the other spirits give it honor, give it kavod because of its unique status. Is there any significance to that? The fact that it has unique status? So if you look at the Mishnah Bura, in Aruch Chaim Siman Dalet, Sifkatan Lamites, The Shulchan Aruch really gives a whole list of different reasons, different causes why someone would have to wash their hands. Elu dvarim sichim netila b'mayim. These are the different causes that would lead someone to have to wash their hands in water. Hakamu amita, as we're discussing, someone wakes up in the morning. Vayotzim b'esakise, even if someone just leaves a bathroom, even if he didn't tend to his needs, he just walked into a bathroom. It happens to be a discussion whether our bathrooms are categorized as bathrooms for this halacha. But let's assume yes, if you walk out of a bathroom, b'esamechitz, even from just a bathhouse. Someone cuts their nails. If you take off your shoes, if you touch your feet, you scratch your head. And someone goes to a cemetery. Someone touches a dead body. If someone cleans his garments from lice, someone is intimate with his wife. If someone touches a louse. If someone touches part of his body that's typically covered. So the Shulchan Aruch gives a whole list of all these different cases that if someone engages one of these activities, touches one of these places, then you have to wash your hands with water specifically because, as explained by the Poskim, that there's a Ruach Ra. It's not just that your hands can be dirty, but rather there's another one of these spirits. So our Gemara talks about this Bas Chorin, this very special spirit that's on your hands in the morning, but there are all these different spirits that could come in different places, and you have to wash your hands when engaged in these activities, when you come in contact with the spirit. Our Gemara calls this Eve the Ruach Ra, that when you wake up in the morning as a Bas Chorin, as having special status. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that there is a difference. There can be a difference between the Ruach Ra that's present when you wake up in the morning than all the others, and that only to remove that one do you need to wash your hands three times. The Gemara says in our Daf, that you have to wash your hands three times in order to remove that Ruach Ra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "In tzarach shalosh pamim, when do you need three times? Ki im bekamim hamita, only when you wake up in the morning, because it really has a special status." But as nothing in these types of areas halacha specifically, is there a consensus? Does everyone agree? The Mishnah Berurah continues, "Vayesh machmirim." There are some that are machmir. Beholach beramisim. Someone goes to a cemetery. Mishamish mitasa. Someone is intimate with his wife as well. To be inan gamkein shalosh pamim, you should wash your hands three times as well. And then continues the Mishnah Berurah and quotes from the Sefer Hichla Kodesh that he was machmir, he was stringent, that even if you just leave a bathroom, even if you just walked into a bathroom and left, there as well, you should wash your hands three times. Now, the Mishnah Berurah ends off at the Magen Avraham, argues on the Sefer Hichla Kodesh, and really the way I look at this whole discussion is there are always going to be different opinions. If you look in the different Sfarim, they bring down Poskim that say one way, the other way, how many times are you supposed to wash the three times? How are you supposed to wash the three times back and forth? Let's say Rugin or Beretzifu, straight each, which case, which scenario, why, when, where? And therefore, at the end of the day, whatever you're practicing until now, continue to practice. As long as you're washing your hands with water, remove the Ruach Ra. The Shulchan Aruch says scary things. If you don't wash your hands from Ruach Ra, I think it's worth it to try to be makbid on it, but however you're doing it until now, three times, not three times, except for the morning, today's daf, the Gemara says you do have to wash three times, but in all the other cases, naro naro upashte.